All right, fellas, welcome to episode 32 of the Dunks Dynasty Podcast. Fresh off just announcing our winner of the NBA jersey on our giveaway that we did on Facebook and Instagram. So congratulations to Jaden_Richie for winning that NBA jersey. Up to $150 off the official NBA store. That's going to be coming your way. We'll be in touch with you if you're listening to this episode, but we would have been in touch with you anyway prior to this. Fellas, big day in the NBA. More games in the second round. Some winners and probably some expected winners for some of us. OKC versus the Mavericks. You had the Thunder versus... The Thunder versus the Mavericks. Bro, I'm fucking suffering from CTE right now. Who was the other game? Celtics versus Cavaliers. There we go. We're here to break it down for you. So, boys, how are things going for you?
Unreal. What a day. What a day. Cannot go past Oklahoma City Thunder. Beating the Mavericks. It's a good day for me, and I'm looking forward to getting into it later on.
Well, it's really, really great to hear, Jed, that your team's doing well. It's really great to hear. I'm glad you've had a really great day. It's been very cold down in Christchurch, actually, and would appreciate a bit of sunlight.
Welcome back, Ethan. Last time we saw you, man, you were watching the playoffs as a fan, and now you're with me. You're watching the playoffs as a spectator. It's good, man.
Sounds like you need LeBron to come visit Christchurch.
No, I'd prefer not have LeBron anywhere near the vicinity of me, to be fair. I need people that can actually win games.
Oh, so you don't want some sunshine in Christchurch?
Never tell that joke ever again in your life. But boys, in addition to that, guys, we've got some pretty controversial stuff that's going to come your way soon in this episode as well. Some start bench cuts, so stay tuned for that. That's going to get nice and controversial, which is what we love. But yeah, fellas, let's kick into it. Celtics versus Cleveland Cavaliers, as expected, I think so. We can say that. As expected, a blowout in game one. I think most of us here either had a gentleman's sweep or a sweep. And it starts off with a massive blowout. I think 120-95, brother. The Cavs team, I'm not going to say anything much because I think we all knew this is what we were going to expect in this series.
I do think that the Cavs are a little bit hard done by having a one-day turnaround from their first series to their second series. That's kind of a little bit rough. Well, I understand that they go to seven and, you know, they can't have the Celtics on break for too long, but that's a little bit tough for them to come out from playing the Magic and then have to come play pretty much the best team in the comp. It's a bit tough, but yeah, I think Garland needs to also step his game up. I don't know what's going on with that dude. Is it just because Donovan Mitchell is way too good and he's just taking a back seat, or I don't know. He needs to definitely pull his game up if they're going to get a singular game in this series.
How can, like, Jason Tatum not play, like, the best player on the team and they still smoke every team by, like, 30?
It's called Derek White and Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, that's so deep. That's so deep. It's not even funny.
Yeah. No, dirty.
Not even, no Chris Depps today. And it's like, oh.
They can replace Chris Depps with an absolute stud in Al Horford, who's been there, done that before.
You mean Luke Kornet. Shout out Luke Kornet, came in there, gave some good minutes. Xavier Tillman came in there, gave some good minutes. They deep team, very, very deep team. And even without Porzingis, I think, yeah, they'll be able to buy time for Porzingis during this round here. I think, obviously, I know first game, Cleveland only had one day break, but even the other games, let's be honest, I don't think Cleveland's winning this series because other than Donovan Mitchell, no one can create their own shot consistently. Because I thought that with all the switching that Boston does 1-5, Boston were willing to switch everything except for Luke Kornet. Everyone else, they were willing to switch. And I thought that the Cleveland Cavaliers, particularly Garland, particularly Mobley, would be able to take advantage of those mismatches more consistently. They weren't able to do that. Maybe it was the one-day rest. But Mobley, for example, if you get anyone that's not named Al Horford guarding you, you need to go to work and get some points because it can't just be the Donovan Mitchell 1-on-1 ISO show. Someone else has to come along on the journey.
Mobley dropped some points today for a change, though.
17 points, man. Done pretty good. But Can he do it? He's going to need to do it far more consistently because, yeah, it definitely looked like the Donovan Mitchell show out there. And we already know that Donovan Mitchell is basically what? On one leg, it feels like. Or not feels like, it looks like. And you can, you know, visibly see it at points in time where he scored buckets. He's grimacing on his way back on defense. It's going to have to be Garland, bro, because, yeah, it can't just be Donovan Mitchell being the only guy who can create his own shot. Because if you get mismatches, you've got guys like Al Horford on you. I know Al Horford's a good defender, but if you're Darius Garland, for example, you need to attack. Get yourself a shot. Caris LeVert, same thing. Get yourself a shot. If you're mobile in the post, you've got someone who's not Al Horford. You need to punish those mismatches and get them some points.
And Strus needs to step up. He come in as a three-point shooter with the big contract. He's out there to do one thing, and that's hit threes, and he's not really been doing that lately.
Yeah, I think that's because of the things, though, because they're switching. Because you can't, yeah, it's because they're not, because they're switching everything, it's not really allowing him the opportunity yet to get open threes like he would normally if guys were trying to fight over screens. And then, because the only person that they're not switching is, yeah, Luke Kornet. So if it's just switches all day, you can get back to your guy pretty quick and close him down. And Max Strus, we all know this from last year's finals. If he has to put the ball on the ground to beat you, you take that every day of the week over him being spot up shooting, getting wide open threes, because that's when he'll kill you.
Yeah, that's also when, you know, like Darius Garland, as you say, with the switching, needs to start taking more of an impact and actually start driving in and actually looking to kick out to Strus and LeVert and those type of players to get them into the game. And then look to exploit Mobley when he's got Kornet in front of him, or even Tillman, or you know, whoever he's got in front of him. Just try to get him to exploit some of those mismatches and yeah, get it down low. But rather than just relying on Donovan Mitchell, I just think the Cavs are playing a game where they're trying to have Donovan as their main player and play everything through him rather than just play around him kind of thing and just have him and just take a bit of the impact off. I think the Cavs are just, yeah, I don't know. Just feel like there's not a lot of connectiveness in that Cavs team at the moment.
Someone not named Donnie wants to do something, man. That's all they need. Someone not named Donnie, please come help the man.
Yeah, facts. how long till Jared Allen's back? Do we know?
He starts on the Clippers starting next season.
Next time we'll see him in action. It's a rib injury. So, I thought he'll be back by now, bro. Like, geez. He's avoiding the smoke with Luke Kornet. That's all I know, bro. He doesn't want that. Come man up. Body up. Come get Luke. Come fight the battle. Come fight the good fight and see what he can do. But it's a tough start, bro. If you're Cleveland, it's a tough start. But as you said, Ethan, I'm not really like... There was not actually any hope that Cleveland was going to win this series, let alone this very game, because obviously you only get one day rest from a 7-game series. You jump straight into a game against number one team that had, 4 or 5 days to rest up. So you're always going to be fighting, on the back foot. So maybe game two, they can put up a bit more of a fight. But, long term for me, I still have the same thing. I've got Boston winning this series in 5. I think Cleveland can probably get a game in Cleveland, but... Other than that, Boston probably won't play with their food and should get them out of there pretty quick.
I think it's worse, you know, Jason Tatum doesn't play well and you still get spanked by 30. Like, man, that's like what demoralizing, you know, you stop their best player, but you still get spanked. That's just how deep the Celtics are.
They stopped the best player for 41 games of a season. The other 41 games is somebody else is the best player. The Cavs are just the Celtics are just way too deep. Jaylen Brown's just good enough to be is good enough to be a number one on pretty much any other team around the joint.
Cleveland are in for one, bro.
Huh?
Was it?
Yeah, great stuff, man. We could really hear you with that mic.
Yeah, you should probably turn your mic on, brother.
Oh, well, Ethan just got flamed just then. You guys will just never hear it.
What do you have for us?
I was saying, Ethan mentioned that Jaylen Brown could be the number one on a lot of other teams, not a number one on a team that wants to make a deep playoff run. That's what I was just saying. Like, at best, he's a number two, or in a rare case, on a not as deep team, he could be a number three on a very top heavy team. But yeah, he's definitely not a number one on a championship team.
Number three on a top heavy team. He's number two on a top heavy team.
Is he
No,
number two?
no.
He's
The
number two.
Celtics are way more balanced. I mean, like number three on a team like the Suns, where they've got no bench at all, and they've just got two all-time greats. Well, actually, I wouldn't call Devin Booker an all-time great, but you know, a team like that.
That's right. You got to answer him, but you can't make that point. Not say anything.
I just don't see a world where Jaylen Brown, that the Suns would be able to get Jaylen Brown
Well, I'm not.
for him to be a
I
number
didn't.
three.
Well, I didn't say go put him
No,
on.
I know, but even then, I don't think they'd win a championship.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, the argument was saying that he could be number one, and I'm saying nah, no fam. If
What?
you want a championship, he'd be a two or three. Or if you want to make a deep playoff run, like he could be a number one on the Hornets, and maybe they win 38 games.
Probably.
Bro, anyway, this series is going to be a snort. I don't think anyone actually cares about it. Celtics and four.
Put the series on NBA TV like the last series was, the last Cavs series against the Magic was. Put it on NBA TV because, yeah, we don't need to see primetime spankings. We already had two today, but that first one set the tone. A 25-point spanking. You probably, they'll be closer in game two, but there'll be at least one other spanking I can predict. But yeah, Celtics go up 1-0 and get closer to where we all believe they're going to go, which is probably conference finals and then NBA finals as well. But moving on to game two, Thunder versus Mavericks in Oklahoma City. It was a pretty close first quarter and then, sorry, second quarter as well. Then later, bowl, the Oklahoma City Thunder second half went to town and end up winning big, bro. End up winning massively and go up here 1-0 as well. Same thing though, defense that we talk about with OKC, just a pest of a defense, similar to, I wouldn't say as good as the Timberwolves, but similar sort of style that they gave to the Mavericks, where it was just best defense. They were in Luka's face. Luka got the hot garbage treatment from that page. What is it? Open court, I think it is. 6 of 17. He was getting locked up. And with Luka, I don't know if it's the injury or, obviously we know Lu Dort's a good defender anyway, but even with the injury, he looked hampered offensively, defensively. OKC were going at him, trying to make him guard because they knew that he was, not 100%. And boy, he wasn't 100% and blew them out badly.
Yeah, I think this. Well, in saying like that they got blown out, I think it wasn't till about 5 minutes to go in the fourth where they really started to make the game unwinnable for the Mavs. I was watching the game and I was feeling like the Mavs are so dangerous, you can never really count them out. Like, there was a point midway in the third where it was a 1 point game, and then Kyrie hits a three just before the fourth quarter to make it a 10 point game. I really thought the Mavs could come back in it. The Thunder really need a win. This one and the next one, I think, to really put the pressure on the Mavericks, because the Mavericks are a dangerous offensive team when they get it going. What another thing of note this game, Jalen Williams was pretty bad for three quarters. They didn't actually get outside of Shea had a great game, Chet had a great game, Aaron Wiggins had a great game, but yeah, Jalen Williams and Josh Giddey for the most part of the game were pretty average, not really shooting that well. So there's a lot more that the Thunder can do as well. I'm excited for this is going to be the series, I think, of the second round that is going to be the most entertaining to watch. There's no way you can count the Mavericks out, and yeah, I've still got the Thunder winning in 6 or 7, but yeah, today was a very good start, and very pleased with what happened. Go the Dogs.
Kyrie needs to do more in the first half. I think he had 6 points in the first half or something.
Yeah, that is. I think the thing was, I heard a stat today was like in the first round, the leading scorers were like Luka and Kyrie with like 27 or around 27 or 30 points per game average, and the next highest scorer was PJ Washington with 11 points. So they really need good games from those two to carry them through. Gafford had a great series, and to be fair, he could earn himself a lot of money off this series with the way he's going to eat on the boards and inside. But yeah, you really need a lot more production from Tim Hardaway Jr. and PJ Washington if you're going to compete. Because the Thunder is so deep, their bench scored 40 points today. And that was, I think that was the main difference. When Shea was on the bench, they were still really good. And Aaron Wiggins had an absolute blinder, and was a real, real big impact. And you can't go past Lou Dort. He's a ball hawk, and he's going to be key in this series. I think that's where the real advantage is. Great defensive team, but they have someone who they can throw at Luka all game. Not going to take him out of the game by any means, but if they can slow him down 10%, or like 5 to 10%, you know, that's a huge difference. Like if Luka misses two or
The
three more
fuck, he's still going. Holy
shit. Genuinely, I was like, when the hell is he going to shut up?
Far out,
and
bro. Like, you're
Yepichino.
Repeating the same thing. We know you're OKC fan, bro, but damn, that is glazing. You started glazing.
Oh, Godfather.
The whole game
bro,
analysis.
You've been holding on to that for weeks, bro. Oh, my God.
That's actually glazing. The first 30 seconds was like, that's good. But the last 35, 40, that's you're glazing, bro. Oh, my Lord.
Bro,
okay,
as soon as...
Jed has summarized every point that I was going to make, and he's also over explained everything I was going to say. So I'm just going to say Mavs in six if they get this next one. Mavs win in Oklahoma in this next game, game two, then they're going to win it in six. But if they lose it, they're going to win it in seven. So it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I'm not worried. I'm saying I'm not worried about the Mavs. I'm still very confident in Mavs in six. Luka and the Mavs have played seven series since Luka got to Dallas. They're 1-6 in game ones. I'm not concerned one bit. You're 1-6 in game ones. I'm not concerned. They're okay. I think Luka, it's going to be interesting to see how the health goes for him. His health goes, because he definitely looks hampered today at least. I'm not too sure if this is the one where they get 2 days off, but if they do get 2 days off, go rest, go recover, because you're going to need to get him. Yeah, you're going to need Luka at full strength to beat this team defensively, especially because they're a really good team. And credit to them, though. OKC had a ton of threes and did what they're supposed to do at home. Take care of business as the number one seed.
Yeah, Tim Hardaway, just learn how to shoot the basketball, mate, and might see a different score in favor of the Mavericks. But yeah, rough game start. They were in it for, like you said, the first three quarters, and then the last quarter, Thunder just couldn't miss a three-pointer.
Yeah, and even though I don't think it wasn't lost at the start of the fourth quarter either. I think Mavericks are a scary team that can go on a 10-0 run very quickly, and it wasn't till that last kind of 5 minutes where they started to pull away enough. But that's what I'm saying. Like, at a 10, 14, 15-point lead, it isn't safe when you're playing it. Right. I might as well not even speak. You guys have no respect.
You made him feel bad.
No, actually, you know what? Fuck all you guys, because I know all your guys' teams have been eliminated, so like you just have all this negative energy you want to throw at other people. You guys sound like all the old school, all old NBA heads who like talk about how good the good old days were. You guys are just jealous. You guys are mad, and I think you guys should pick up a hobby.
I miss watching the playoffs as a fan, to be fair. It actually is tough. Like it was enjoyable times. Yeah, but even with the OKC Thunder, Josh Giddey already starting to not get court time. It started the Josh Giddey exile slowly but surely beginning. They still managed to win without him because that OKC bench was shooting lights out. I think Wiggins was Wiggins and all of them, bro. But it's a scary series. Yeah, Dallas especially, because the drop off from the first two, and especially if one of those first two is not getting it going like it was today with Luka. Even Kyrie probably didn't even play that well. He had 20, but wasn't as great as we saw that Clippers series. So yeah, minor adjustments to be made. Obviously, Jason Kidd, he's a world-class coach, bro. They'll figure it out. I think they'll come back game two, re-energized, come back out, and hopefully get a game on the road, because that'll be good for my prediction for the Mavs in six. But it will be to be seen. But really great series. I disagree in terms of it being the best series. I still think Knicks and Pacers is going to be the best second-round series.
Back. Knicks Pacers looks so good.
Mavs are also missing Maxi Kleber, so he's a stretch big off the bench that's been bringing some impact so far.
And Hardaway's first game back was today as well, so once he gets that rust off, which I think he would have done today, he'll be way better for the next game.
He'll never get the rust off.
All right, man, he will. Hey, when he hits five threes
when
in game
cooks,
three in Dallas, I better hear the same energy, bro.
When he
Yeah,
cooks, he
and
cooks.
then the following three games he'll go 0 for 12.
Hey, that's all right. That's all right. You just need one big game from Tim Hardaway, and that's all you need, bro. We don't need Tim Hardaway to give us 20 every single night. Just go in there, get yourself five threes, you're good to go.
You sort of want him to get 20 every night, but
Nah, man, you got PJ Washington out there. You've got Dante Exum. You got Josh Green. You got guys out there. Like, those are the guys who are the role players. They're not supposed to go out there. You don't expect them to give you every single night. One of them's gonna pop off on a different night. That's just how it happens, you know?
and the threat of having Hardaway out there takes a bit of pressure off Washington and those other guys to actually get buckets, so
Exum only
that'd be
plays
fun.
garbage time now.
Hey, man. Brother, don't worry. At
He
some point in
was.
time, he will be needed. See what happened in the Knicks versus 76 Sixers series. Don't what's his name? Buddy Hield wasn't used at all until games was it fast 5 or 6? Even though they lost, but still they ended up using him. Why? Because he was hitting the three ball. Because at some point in time, these guys who are shooters will find their stroke at some point in time, and when they do, oh, it's gonna be a lights out night. Obviously, they'll probably give it to you once. But you take that, bro. If that's enough to win you a game, that's the thing. Moments. It's moments in series, moments in games. That's what wins you the series. So you take that. If he can give you five in game three in Dallas, which I believe he might do, you take that. That's a big day, man. That's nice. We two blowouts. I feel bad for, yeah, that's we feel bad for all of us as NBA fans, you know? We had to endure two blowouts. That's just sad reacts. F in the chat for the whole gang, man. But yeah, on to the next one for tomorrow. Only one game tomorrow, bro. Pretty down bad about that. But it is the most exciting series, in my opinion. Knicks versus Pacers in New York in front of all the celebrities, I'm pretty sure, coming out tomorrow. I think. Give me, I see the Pacers are winning this series in six. The Pacers are winning tomorrow. That's my prediction. There you go.
I've got the Knickerbockers.
Yeah, I've got the
Knicks.
Knicks as well. I've got the Knicks. I reckon the Knicks are gonna comfortably steal the first. Well, they'll comfortably win the series, I think.
Oh. All right. Nathan, what you got?
I'm backing the Pacers for sure, and we're gonna see Halliburton finally get some buckets.
Nah, run and
Hallelujah.
pass, man, is not giving anything. It's
Yeah,
the Siakam show,
running
bro.
past, man.
It's the Siakam show.
I'd love to see Siakam show up and get 35 again, but he's been so shit since the first two games of the series where he's just not scoring. I'd love to see him go out and get some buckies though. But I want to see Halliburton come back from pre-all-star, pre-injury form. Like, come on, man. Show us something.
Is at this point, is it even the slump or the injury that's causing it, or is like
Well,
the first half of
is
the
it
season
confidence? Is
absolute
like, what is it?
shit?
'Cause he was like genuinely, at the start of the year, we were talking about him being like coming up there towards the face of the league, the progression that he was having, just like the way he was playing best guard in the East kind of stuff. And now he's like, he's not even in the conversation anymore. He's not even top five. Like, is it, yeah, as you say, Trey, is it a slump? Is it confidence? What is it?
I think for sure it's got to be. This is who he is, bro. Like, it's, I don't know, but I'm not gonna say, oh, this. He's definitely gonna still be Tyrese Haliburton 18 and 10 next season. But in terms of playoff performer, yeah, probably not him, bro. Because when the game slows down, he's just showing us, bro. When the game slows down, it gets more physical, and there's not all these transition fast break opportunities. You neutralize them. There's no more freaking like nine. Was it 21 and 12 or 21 and 13? All those massive games he was getting early in the season. When after post All Star, what happened post All Star as well? We talked about it. The refs stopped officiate like the officiating, not stopped officiating, but they let a lot of things go. You're allowed to be more physical. Teams are able to slow down transition more. You're not able to get out in transition like the Pacers like to do. That's where Tyrese Haliburton flourishes. And what happened post All Star break when all that stuff happened? He has looked, I'm not gonna say horrific, but he's looked bad.
Running past man.
Run and pass, man. Tyrese Haliburton equals run and pass, man. He's just modern day John Stockton, but just not as likable. Actually, that's probably the bad thing to say considering some of the stuff
Yeah.
that John Stockton's
Well.
done.
Well.
But who knows? We could get a scandal from Tyrese Haliburton soon. Hopefully. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. We'll see. But,
To change the topic real quick. Jalen Brunson's had four 40-point games in a row. The only player to do it in the playoffs is Michael Jordan. And one of the questions I have is if Jalen Brunson can't get the points, let's just say he gets 20 or 25 or something, so that's 20 points left out there, 25 points left out there. Who from the Knicks is going to stand up and take the load off him to get those points to keep the Knicks winning or to keep the Pacers away at bay or whatever? Because he's having to score so many points to keep the Knicks winning.
That's what I said last episode. I was like, bro, if I'm the Pacers, at some point in time, I go, let's just double him and let's see what happens. Let's double him and see what happens. Let's see if OG, let's see if Josh Hart, let's see if Dante DiVincenzo, if they can beat us off the dribble and go get those 20, extra 20, 25 points if we lock down Jalen Brunson. Because let's just see, let's blitz him on the pick and roll. I think he was the most blitz player on the pick and roll this season. I'd say in the playoffs, let's try it. Let's see what happens. But obviously, I'm not Rick Carlisle. I'm not a championship winning head coach. But I'm just saying, in my opinion, that's what I'll try at least to try to slow him down.
Yeah, facts.
About you? What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't know. I Dante DiVincenzo was at the start of the season was playing nothing, and then once kind of Randle went down, he had to take over, and then he became the second guy. So he hasn't had a lot of I guess experience or a lot of big play, big time moments in the league. So he's the pressure will be massively on him to be able, if Brunson can't get the points for him to be able to perform like that. Josh Hart, we've seen a bit from him, but he's not a known, scorer. He's more of like a defender rebounder and he gets his buckets when he can kind of thing. OG also, I don't think like an overly gracious scorer. He's more of a defender and just he gets the buckets, gets 15, 15 and 10, whatever it is. So I just don't think they have the depth to be able to handle the if they start blitzing and start running double teams on Jalen Brunson. I don't think they have the depth to be able to get the buckets or get the points from somewhere else. I just don't see it. Hartenstein and Robinson, I don't think they're capable either. So I think the Pacers need to start putting the pressure on Brunson and then try and make somebody else perform, and I don't think it'll happen.
There's no more Robinson now. It's just Hartenstein.
Yeah,
There
was
you
it
go.
ankle or something for like 8 weeks? Jeez, that's tough. Well, at least he gets to watch the conference finals, in Madison Square Garden. It's pretty cool. Hey, there you go. I was speaking it into existence. No, I'm not. Pacers and Six. But anyway, fun little segment that has been trending on Instagram. So the first one that was on there was so it's start bench cut. It's Luka, Tatum, Anthony Edwards, but I've also added in two other sets of players. But we'll start off with the main one, the heavyweight one. So start, bench, cut, Luka, Jason Tatum, Anthony Edwards. I'll start off with Jed. Who what are you what are you going with?
I'm gonna go with a bit of recency bias. So I'm gonna start Luka, bench Ant, and cut Tatum.
Well,
bingo.
Yeah, oh, I have the exact same thing.
Wow. Okay. Guess I'm by myself. So I've got start Luka, I got bench Tatum, and I'm cutting Anthony Edwards. Yeah.
You're the probably only
Bring
one answering. Looking at the full body of work rather than just the past, half a
I'm the
season.
only person out here who is comparing. How old is Anthony Edwards? 22, right? Where was Jason Tatum when he was 22?
Conference finals, probably.
There you go. So if
Yeah,
Anthony
well,
Edwards
who
makes it to
has
the conference, if Anthony Edwards makes it to the
Ant's
conference
pretty high
finals,
to
we're in
make
the exact same
when it.
situation.
If Ant goes on and beats the Nuggets in the series, which I think they will, he's going to win the chip. So you tell me later
Will he win the
who's doing
chip?
better.
You think the Timberwolves are beating the Celtics in the finals?
Yeah.
Was Jason Tatum the best player when he was 22 and in the conference finals?
Yes, Jason Tatum averaged more points than Anthony Edwards did.
Got
More rebounds, better field goal percentage, everything. The only thing he didn't
Who's
average
winning?
was more assists.
Or more heart?
And you could say the team's probably what? Who would you say was the better team? On that, was it that Mavs? Oh, sorry, not Mavs. The Celtics team that year, you still had Jaylen Brown. 2020.
What year was this?
That was the
Probably
bubble year when he was
well,
22.
be
So he had Marcus Smart.
Marcus Smart. Was it was Hayward still around? No, Irving.
2020 could have been.
Hayward and Irving, they were still there, weren't they?
Nah, Irving didn't play in the thing in the
Al
bubble.
Horford.
Al Horford was there, and they lost to the Heat in their conference finals. So Now, yeah, but for me, I'm just looking at, yeah, I'm looking at if we're looking at right, even right now too. I know everyone wants to say, "Oh, Anthony Edwards." Okay, cool, that's all right. Give me Jason Tatum, just purely because if we're taking them right now, I'll take 26-year-old Jason Tatum over 22-year-old Ant.
Yeah, consistency as well will play into it. I think Tatum would be a way more consistent player. Like Anthony Woods is on fire right now, but it's still such a small sample size. But we like what we see. That's it at
I
the end of
mean,
the day.
personally, you could put any other two players there next to Tatum, and I would take them over Tatum. I just hate Tatum.
Yeah.
You gotta take the hate out of your heart, man. Same thing with Shaq. You guys are just exactly like Shaq, bro. Go take the hate out of your heart.
You guys should take the hate out of your heart. You guys just flamed me earlier for talking.
No, we flamed you for talking too
No,
much. We didn't flame you for
that's
talking.
yapping, bro. There's a difference between yapping and talking. That was yapping.
He's King Glazer, bro. You're actually King Glazer of. There's King Von,
Bro.
then there's you. You're King Glazer. King Glazer of the OKC Thunder, bro.
No, I'm
With that,
just
gotta be someone, man. Gotta be someone.
yeah.
Yeah,
Okay.
I'm doing public service work out here.
You're doing some sort of work, man. And it starts with E, ends with Escort.
Jed is also president of Thunder Nation, so
Okay, so next set of players. Here we go. I like this one. So we've got Jimmy Butler, Devin Booker, Donovan Mitchell, start, bench, cut.
Oh.
Oh, you want me to start it off? Okay, cool. I'll start that off. So I'm gonna go Donovan Mitchell start, Devin Booker bench, and Jimmy Butler cut. And I'm only doing that because I think Donovan Mitchell has a like a really solid round, like all round type of game. I think Devin Booker is progressing into like pretty, star, superstar kind of territory. He just needs to obviously get healthy and stay in the playoffs and actually get further up. And then you've got Jimmy Butler who doesn't perform for half a season, then shows up and then gets injured. So Jimmy Butler's got to be cut.
Yeah. If I'm trying to win a championship, so I got two different ones. If I'm talking just regular season, who I want on my team to pick get people in the stands,
No,
it's just
don't even try use the. If you're gonna use what I think you're gonna try use, just be ready. I'll let you
so
finish.
I'm gonna start Devin Booker, bench Jimmy Butler, and I'm gonna cut Donovan Mitchell. But if it wasn't for that, I'd swap Jimmy Butler and Donovan Mitchell. If it's just for like the regular
That's
season, all that kind of stuff. But I want to win a championship, and I feel like Donovan Schnitzel is not my guy.
my one's probably a bit controversial, but based off what I think, anyways, what Jimmy Butler does in the playoffs, I'm starting Jimmy. I'm benching Donovan Mitchell, and I'm cutting Devin Booker.
Take
Only
the
because
hate out of your
what
heart, bro. Take the
if
hate out of your
no,
heart. Take the hate out of your
nah, this
heart.
isn't even hate, but like Devin Booker, yeah, he played well when Chris Paul was there. But since Chris Paul, when he hasn't played with Chris Paul, what has he done?
He's like a Donovan Mitchell who actually makes it far into the playoffs every now and again. Like, has big scoring outbursts, But Donovan Mitchell's also very clutch as well. He's played some, he's hit some big shots in some big games.
I feel bad for Devin Booker there, man. I thought.
Oh, but Devin Booker's like those years that they went on those playoff runs and stuff. He had, like, I don't know, I'd say a far better team than what Donovan Mitchell
Donovan
or
Mitchell.
was had.
Yeah.
What? Donovan
Donovan
Mitchell, what? I mean, they both had the opportunity to. Oh, both of them were the number one seed in the playoffs at one point in time. That's
Yeah.
true. And they both flopped. But I think, well, the flopping wasn't on them. I think they both played really well. I don't know.
And I feel like watching it, you're more likely, like out of those two players, I feel like Donovan Mitchell's more likely to, in a playoff game kind of thing, he's more likely to have a 30.5 and 5 game than Devin Booker. And I think he's gonna have more impact than winning the game than Devin Booker.
Okay, here's another stat. I'm pretty sure Devin Booker has won more playoff series in one season than Donovan Mitchell has in his whole career.
Because you got to
So
compare those teams. Like, you had
that's
Mikal
Chris Paul,
Bridges,
man.
Cam Johnson, DeAndre Ayton, like all those guys. But still, Donovan Mitchell had Bogdan
Yeah, he
Bogdanovic in
played.
his prime, Gobert. Like, that was a really good team. So I think you can compare those teams directly and look who went further. it was the other. Oh, and he had Mike Conley as the point guard, who you can directly compare with Chris Paul as the point guard, because they were both aged at that point in time, more so facilitators who can steady the ship at that point in time. I think for sure, I take Devin Booker over all of them. I say, for me, I've got Devin Booker starting, Mitchell bench. Oh, sorry. Yeah, Mitchell bench, cutting Jimmy Butler. Because
yeah,
he'll probably be there.
Take the hate out of your heart, P.
Nah, dog, you can't. Brother, I'm not giving credit to someone who's never going to be there in the regular season. And I'm not going to give glory to someone who turns up, what, to lose in the finals every 4 years? I don't know.
But he brings the vendetta to the team, you know? He brings the DNA to the team.
No, but that's the question, though. Like, be honest. Jimmy Butler went to the finals in 2020. What did he do in 2021, 2022? No one wants to talk about that. Everyone just goes mute. How about the other years in the league? 2015, 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019. No one talks about these other years. It's the same thing that they do for his father, Michael Jordan. They don't want to talk about all the other years. They only talk about the years where success was.
How about this, though? With Jimmy Butler, you forget that he single-handedly beat the Timberwolves with a bunch of third stringers.
He allowed Jim Teague to give us the greatest story of all time. That's the only thing that Jimmy Butler I can give him credit for.
And this is pretty much the same Minnesota Timberwolves that, like, the NBA championship is going to go through.
Shut up. Wait, don't forget the championship goes to the Timberwolves now.
In 3 years' time?
No, what'd you say? Yeah, I can't give it to Jimmy Butler. You can't show up just every, like, 4 years. You know, this is, it's not Tyrese Halliburton's birthday. You got to be there for me every single year for me to give you credit. So I got to get, Devin Booker start, Mitchell bench, and then JB, you're on, go make your way to Shanghai or something.
Well, to be fair,
the best leap year joke I've ever heard.
Yeah. Hey, shut up, man. I'm glad someone freaking gave that recognition.
I heard a rumor, though. Donovan Mitchell's playing his first NBA Finals game on April 30th.
What, April 30th? It's a real date, bro.
April 30th. Oh, February 30th. Fuck.
Yeah. Wow, good joke, dude. Jesus.
Fuck.
This guy.
Bro flopped his own joke. There's...
Bro, you got it. You got it.
That is great stuff. I love that. That's comedy. That's pure, bro. Shout out, brother.
That was for the fans.
That's for the fans. Shout out the fans. And shout out Jaden Richey for winning your jersey, man. But next one.
Fuck,
Jalen Brunson, Ja Work, and Trey Young start bench cut.
Wait, well, Jalen Brunson, okay. Ja Work, and who?
Trey Young. Trey Young.
I'm starting Brunson.
You have to go. Ja Morant, Brunson, then cut Trey Young. Start Morant, Brunson bench, and then cut Trey Young. And that's all based on. I just think, potentially next year you might want to start Brunson over Morant, but I think Morant played 9 games in this season and they won 8 of them or something. Then he's having a massive impact. I don't know. And the year before, I'm pretty sure they finished top seed, second seed it might have been. Yeah. I think Morant's impact's insane, so I'm going to take Morant over Brunson.
Okay. Whoa,
I'd probably be inclined to agree with you there. Just
what?
But Brunson did carry the Knicks with a depleted roster for half a season, so I'll probably give Brunson the slight edge, but definitely Brunson, Moran, either I'm happy with, but you're definitely cutting Trey Young.
I'll go Brunson as my starter, and then I'm gonna go Brunson as my starter, Trey Young on my bench, and I'm cutting Ja Morant.
I can't believe these guys are starting would consider starting or consider starting Ja. I've got Ja off the bench, but I'm starting Brunson. Like, I get where you're coming from.
Don't act like there's a big gap between them.
Between who? Jalen Brunson and who?
No, Trey Young and Ja Morant.
I'm talking about the gap between Brunson and Ja Morant. I think it's way bigger than these guys are letting on.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? Ja Morant averaged 27 points a game when he played the whole season last.
I know, but did Ja Morant average 40 points? Score 40 points in the series multiple times?
Well, he didn't need to because he had other players that would also help him out rather than having no one.
Bro, you said Ja averaged, 27 points in the regular season. Jalen averaged 28.7, pretty much 29 points
That's what I'm
versus
saying, but like,
40, 40. Also, away, Jalen Brunson's a way better 3-point shooter, 40%
but
this
whose
year
team won more
versus last year.
games?
Was that?
Whose team won more games?
What do you mean, whose team won more games? The Knicks were the second seed this year.
Well, we're talking about last year's Grizzlies, mate.
Yeah,
Who
last
won?
year.
Who won a
Second seed
playoff
as well,
series?
though.
Who won a playoff series last
Oh
year?
my goodness.
The Knicks. The
Well,
Grizzlies didn't.
anyway, I think our opinion still is, still valid because the question was asked what we would do, and
You're
we
making it
decided
out
that Ja
like
Morant
Ja
would be
Morant's not a
starting.
good player.
Yeah, he's all Ja
I
Morant.
said he was a good player, but
Last year, Ja
he's
Morant
not
was
close
mentioned to be
to
the
he's not
face of the
close to
league
Jalen
before he got
Brunson.
injured and before he went through that shit. So the fact that you're making out to be like that is stupid. Ja Morant was the Anthony Edwards going on at that time. I don't know
No,
what you're
he
talking
wasn't.
about.
No, he
He
wasn't. No,
100%.
he
He
wasn't.
was the going to be the face of the league
No,
if he
he
had stayed
wasn't.
healthy and didn't shoot people
No, he
with his
was
little with
not.
his
They were
bang
not
bang chin chitty.
close to where the Timberwolves
Fifty
are
percent,
now.
100%. That's how he was getting spoken about.
No,
Jalen
he
Brunson
wasn't.
never had that. What
No,
Jalen Brunson's gone to New
he
York and
wasn't.
he's balling, but he's not like you're making the it sound like Morant is useless compared to Brunson.
Not wall. That is ridiculous. You
Not
guys are just
useless,
taking
but the
everything so
gap
personally.
between them is
Fifty
much bigger
percent.
than you're leading on.
50% of Jar's highlight reel is missed dunk attempts. Just remember that before you keep talking.
Okay, it's not 50%, but okay. He's had like, what,
I
two or
don't think
three of the same
enough
ones where he's
dunks
missed.
making a highlight reel away, but
Bro,
anyway.
there's a
No,
lot of
yeah,
highlight
no.
reels of Ja Morant
Well,
missed dunk
let's go have a
attempts.
look at fucking Westbrook then.
We're not talking about Westbrook. We're talking about these three
Why you
players.
guys.
Why do you why are you
Yeah.
going to other
Yeah.
players? This is where
Bro.
you know you're losing the argument because you're going outside of the
No.
scope of what you were given
No,
as
but
your
you can't.
argument, as your
Well, you're going to
points.
mention the fact you're just going to highlight just highlight reels of Ja Morant having a couple of missed dunks. Okay, wicked. Wicked. The impact that Ja Morant had on a Grizzlies team as a player when he wasn't the best player coming into the draft or whatever it was, and the impact that he had on the Grizzlies to get them to the second seed, I think it was, and then get them into the playoffs,
Yeah, he
and you're
impacted
just
them so much
ignoring
that they
that.
lost in the first round. That's how much he impacted them.
Bro,
Well,
and where
first
was. time being there. First time being there.
Yeah, Jalen
And how
Brunson's
they.
first time being the leader last year, he made it to the second round. So what,
Yeah.
there you go.
Yeah, Jalen Brunson had
Also.
been there with the Dallas Mavericks, though. He had experienced it. He knows what playoff ball was like.
But he wasn't the number one
Oh,
guy.
and
He
where did
was
the
Ja
Dallas
Morant
matter?
was in the playoffs
It
that
didn't matter.
very
He
same
wasn't even
year.
number one last year either. But it didn't matter.
And
What are you talking
where did the
about? If
Dallas
Jalen
Mavericks
Brunson had been to the playoffs before.
where did the Dallas Mavericks get to when Jalen Brunson was on their roster, the conference finals?
Okay, so he's had experience in the
You
playoffs where Ja Morant
also
hasn't.
called that a
Yes, he
fluke.
has. What do you mean? He literally had played in the playoffs as the 8 seed when they lost to the Jazz.
Wicked, cool, lovely. Again, another first round, lovely. Where's
There you
Jalen
go. So
Brunson
he
been
can't get
all
out
the
the
way
first round.
through?
I may as
Jalen
well call him
Brunson's been
Tracy
all the way
McGrady.
through.
He puts up stats but losing the first round every time. That's
Oh,
who he is. He's Tracy
please,
McGrady.
please,
I may as well call him Tracy
please.
McGrady. There you
Yeah,
go.
I also Jar disappeared in that series against the Lakers. That final game, I what he had like, if I remember correctly, it was a while ago. I swear he hit like 1 from 10 shots or something ridiculous like that, didn't he?
No, he was the only play good in the last game.
He
You
most
reckon?
certainly wasn't the player who had
Yeah.
40 points in 4 straight games. That's what he wasn't. You know who was? Jalen Brunson. Shut up.
Anyway, moving on.
Yeah.
There you go. That's your start bench cut. That's why you love start bench cut, because it just brings about beef. That's what that's what you love. You love a bit of toxicity. You need it. You can't go anywhere without some good toxicity because. Should we do one more?
The best part about that is that we fully ignored Trae Young, who's actually got some pretty good stats himself.
Yeah.
By the way,
Bro,
by the
Trae
way,
Young is the worst player by far on that list.
just to finish off that little Ja Morant one where Trey said he played really good in the last game. He shot 3 from 16 from the field. He was a -31 plus minus. So, yeah.
Another box score, fucking.
Bro, you
Nice
just
one.
brought up a false point. You were like, nah, he was the only one who played good, but he was garbage.
Didn't they lose by 40?
They lost both. Oh, so true. He was only on the court for -31 of those points. So that's a win for him. He could have been -40 plus minus.
Bruh, kill
Nice
me.
one.
But,
I'm still starting him. That's my
But
opinion.
anyway, let us move on. Jed Mitchell, you've got some trivia for us, man. What's up? What do you got?
Yeah, the first question is, who here today took everything I said and attacked me more personally? Is it Trey or Ethan?
Oh. Okay. Can we counteract that question with who yapped all podcast?
Yeah.
All went around in circles.
The answer is Ethan.
Hey, look at me, fellas. I'm the peace. I'm the peace, bro. I don't think. Look at these guys. These guys are going to war with one
Oh,
another.
shut up.
They all had
Okay.
Jed, man. Damn, crazy.
Yeah, I don't
Yeah.
know. Bro, you guys, every like I just talk about, I'd even mention something casually, and you guys are just
You
like,
should
your
just keep
face
yapping.
grew up.
Get on with the trivia.
Okay, the trivia today is, what was the most recent year that this like that the team made the conference finals, and it's first to 10 points. I've got all 30 teams down. It's first to 10 wins, no bonus points at all. Okay, so we're gonna fire through. Quick fire, say your answer, I'll give you a point. And we're going to start from lowest points on the leaderboard to the highest. So it will go Ethan, P, then Trey. Okay? You ready? And I've written down the list, they're in a random order, so I'm just going to say the team, then you've got to guess it. Any questions
Oh,
before we begin?
no.
Can you start with this thing?
I'm also going to set a timer for 5 minutes. So if we go over that, we will also stop. Okay, three, two, one. Let's go. Ethan, Hawks.
Yeah, I don't know, like 2020.
No, it was 2021.
Oh, what? We don't get to answer? Damn.
No,
Okay.
yeah. P, you've got Nets.
Nets was, oh, geez, 2002.
No, 2003. Trey, you've got Bulls.
2011.
Incorrect. 1998. Ethan, you've got Mavs.
2022.
Correct. Ethan's on 1 point. P, you've got Pistons.
Pistons was 2007.
8 is the answer, so incorrect. Trey, you've got Rockets.
2018.
Correct. Ethan, you've got Clippers.
2022. Oh,
Incorrect. It's
21,
two.
2021.
Nah, he got that wrong.
2021.
Come on,
I'm gonna give him half a point
Nah, come
because
on, bro.
2021. I said it fucking right. 2021.
it's also because he's coming last on the leaderboard. P, you've got Grizzlies.
Why am I getting these fucking questions, bro? Oh my God. 2012.
Nah, 2013. You're so close. Trey, you've got Bucks.
2021.
Correct. So
This is
Trey
rigged
is on
against
two.
me,
Trey's
bro.
leading.
All my life, this is rigged.
Ethan, Pelicans.
Oh.
That's impossible.
2007?
Nah. If
Never.
someone wants to throw their
2008.
giveaway,
Never.
Trey gets it. Never.
No, surely I'll give him a point for that.
I'll give him a point, but he misses his next turn. So I said, if anyone wants to, I you cut me off before I said, if anyone wants to skip their next go to guess, P OKC.
What? What's the question? What did you say? Nah, two
OKC.
thousand no, 2016.
Yep, correct. You're on the tally. That is Ethan 76ers.
2022. 21.
It's
What?
2001. It's 2001.
I thought they made
Okay.
it with Harden and Beach.
No,
Yep.
second
The
one.
next up is Blazers.
Me?
For that for P. And then it's your
Oh,
turn.
Blazers would be 2017?
Nah, incorrect. It's 2019.
19? Oh my God.
The next up for Trey is Spurs.
2014.
Bro, you guys are doing horrendously.
Yeah, I
I'm
know.
gonna start. I'm gonna give you a point if you get within 1 year now, because this has been so bad. It's
Nah,
2017.
keep it the same, keep it the same, keep it the same.
What was it,
Okay.
2017, did you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, next, next,
Against
next,
the Golden
big.
State, against the Golden State Warriors. Next up for Ethan, the Jazz.
20.
Just quick guesses. You're not going to get
Yeah,
it.
okay. 2019.
Anyone want to steal this one?
2007.
96. Correct for P. You missed your next turn though. What's the name? Ethan. Trey, you're up. I mean, Celtics.
2022.
Bro, they were in the conference finals last year.
Oh.
So incorrect. Hornets for Ethan.
Like 1985.
Anyone want
Never.
to steal?
Never.
Yeah, Trey, you lose your next go.
It's all right.
So that is Ethan, 2018. Oh, what team made it in 2018? Sorry, I fucked it. I'm just gonna say Nuggets.
Is that me?
No, Ethan, Nuggets, you're
Wait,
up next.
what? Oh, Nuggets last year?
Yep,
You're gonna
correct.
kill us, bro.
What's the name?
Me.
Pete, Golden State Warriors.
2022.
Yep. Paces for Trey. Just
Brother,
quick.
what? 93.
No, 2014. Ethan, Lakers.
20.
Last year,
Bro, you're
brother. Yeah, mate.
so fucking
Oh,
dumb.
last year.
That's P. You've got the heat.
Hey, 2023, last year.
Yeah, good. I'm fucking glad someone tried to get those ones. Trey, you've got the Wolves.
The Wolves. Shit. 2003.
No, 2004.
It's within 1 year, though, isn't it?
No.
Nah, we Ethan, Knicks, the Knicks, the Knickerbockers. Hey, yeah.
2021.
No. 2021.
Oh, can I get the 1999?
No, 2000.
Oh. No, I
No,
didn't
it's
guess
tough.
that purposely, but my turn, isn't it,
No.
anyway.
P Magic.
Magic. Ooh. Oh, 2009. No,
Bro,
2010, 2010,
no, you said 2009. Trey, you've got
fucking hell.
the Suns.
Oh, that's
Oh,
2022.
21.
It's 22.
Yep. Correct. Ethan, you've got the Kings.
87.
No,
2000.
2002. The Raptors for
Hey,
P.
2019.
Correct. And Trey, if you get this one right, and this is the Wizards, the last team is the Wizards, and it is tied.
1978.
You're actually so close. You're going to kill yourself.
79. Oh, can I have a
1979.
guess?
We both count.
1979. I
Fuck.
guessed it. I guessed it.
I think actually Trey still wins because he had five, and I was just doing that for suspense. But yeah, Trey wins 5-4, and then Ethan got two. That was horrendous, guys. I'm not going
Congratulations, Trey. That's your
to
10th win. You're up there. So yeah, man, do you keep doing your thing? And we'll keep doing our thing tomorrow on episode 33. But for now, episode 32 done and dusted. And again, congratulations to Jaden Ritchie for winning the NBA jersey. That's going to be coming your way sometime soon. And again, to everyone, keep sharing the podcast with your colleagues, your family, your friends. Keep growing the podcast. We enjoy doing it for you, and we hope you guys are enjoying listening to it. So, with that being said, we shall catch you on the next one. Outro music, do your thing. Love it.
and just don't take things personally, guys.